This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now a clear sky and 70 degrees. President Donald Trump threatened to set tariffs against Russia Monday. Fox's Kevin Cork reports from Washington.
The commander-in-chief admitted that he was disappointed in Mr. Putin, and because of that, along with tons of stalling by the Russian leader, now he's going to try a new tactic to try to get him to end the violence in Ukraine. While the president didn't give a lot of specifics about how those tariffs might be rolled out, here's the most important factor. They would be secondary tariffs, potentially hammering Russia's key trading partners like India and China. What's more, the president confirmed he's going to help Ukraine by selling arms to our NATO allies, who then in turn could send them to Kyiv to help stop the slaughter.
The president also suggested the tariffs could be set at 100%. Experts have said tariffs would raise prices for American consumers and businesses. Authorities have released the name of a man killed in a hit and run in West Wichita. 41-year-old pedestrian Kerry Lee South died early Saturday. He was found on the on-ramp at Kellogg and Tyler. Investigators learned that South was crossing Kellogg and was struck by an unknown vehicle, which fled from the scene. The incident remains under investigation. Anyone with information or with additional information is encouraged to contact police or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will get a look at next year's proposed budget. Vice Mayor J.V. Johnston tells KNSS News final approval on the budget will come next month.
Still plenty of time for people to have input on the budget. And the big thing is, do we go revenue neutral? Do we do increase of maybe what inflation and new builds, or do we take the full advantage of the valuation increases for property? So right now we're looking at about a half a mil reduction. That's not a lot, but I think it's going in the right direction anyway.
J.B. Johnston commented on Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS. Former President Joe Biden rejected claims his aides used AutoPen without his knowledge in an interview with the New York Times. Fox's Madeline Rivera has more from Washington.
Biden is pushing back, saying, "I was deeply involved. I laid out a strategy how I want to go about these, dealing with pardons and commutations." Republicans, though, say the new information bolsters their argument that Biden's team took executive action without his approval. The New York Times reports the day before President Trump was inaugurated, Biden met with his staff over clemency decisions. While Biden reportedly spoke with his aides, it was his chief of staff, Jeff Zients, who ultimately replied to staff writing, "I approve the use of AutoPen for the execution of all the following pardons."
The House, the Senate, and the Justice Department are investigating the former president's cognitive health during his term. He had granted pardons to many of his family members, including his siblings and his son, Hunter Biden. An Oklahoma farmer is dead after being attacked by his livestock.
Bradley McMichael was fatally attacked by two water buffaloes that he purchased at an auction one day earlier. That's according to a newly released statement from the police department in Jones, Oklahoma, a small rural community outside of Oklahoma City. The farmer suffered deep lacerations after he became trapped in an enclosure with the animals. Water buffalo originate from Southeast Asia and are similar in size to the American bison. An adult can typically weigh more than 1,200 pounds. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Big fish kill at a pond in Goddard. That story and more coming up. KNSS News Time, 6:04. KNSS News Time, 6:07. 7 minutes past 6 o'clock, 70 degrees now. Goddard residents woke up Monday to an unpleasant smell caused by hundreds of dead fish in their neighborhood pond. It's not the first time a foul smell has consumed the neighborhood, and dead fish have floated in the pond. It also happened in 2016. Wildlife authorities say the fish kills have been caused by algae in the pond. Colorado prosecutors today will lay out evidence in the firebomb attack on Jewish demonstrators that claimed the life of an 82-year-old woman.
Cops say Mohammed Sabri Solomon told them that he intended to kill the roughly 20 participants at the weekly demonstration on Boulder's pedestrian mall. He's charged with throwing two Molotov cocktails while yelling "Free Palestine" as the group of Jews marched in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza. Solomon, an Egyptian national, has been living in the United States illegally with his family. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Tesla's autopilot system is in the legal spotlight.
A jury in Miami will have to decide if Elon Musk's company is to blame for the 2019 death of a college student after a runaway Tesla sent her flying 75 feet through the air and severely injured her boyfriend. Lawyers for the plaintiff argued the autopilot system should have warned the driver and braked when his car blew through flashing red lights, a stop sign, and a T-intersection at nearly 70 miles an hour. Tesla blames the driver for reaching for a dropped cell phone. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The U.S. government is making a move in hopes of boosting domestic production of tomatoes.
The U.S. is putting a 17% duty on fresh Mexican tomatoes after negotiations ended without a deal to avoid the tariff. Those in favor of the move say it will help rebuild the shrinking U.S. tomato industry and ensure that produce eaten in the U.S. is also grown in the States. But opponents, including U.S. companies that grow tomatoes in Mexico, say it will make fresh tomatoes more expensive for U.S. buyers and possibly disrupt the supply chain. Currently, Mexico supplies around 70% of the U.S. tomato market, which is up 30% from two decades ago, according to the Florida Tomato Exchange. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
I have a stalled out vehicle, and this is northbound on I-235 north of 25th Street North, just a little ways north of there. And we do have the traffic volume starting to pick up a little bit, so you might want to watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now let's take a look at the forecast this morning with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. High 93. Will feel more like the upper 90s. A south wind 10 to 20 will cool us off just a little bit. Partly cloudy and warm, 74 tonight. 95 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy and breezy with a good chance of storms after midnight into Thursday morning. That will lead us into a cooler day. Mostly cloudy on Thursday. High 86. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky. South wind at 5 miles per hour. 70 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:11 here on this Tuesday, July 15th. We had a cloudy, partly cloudy day that is across South Central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high 90 degrees, normal high 93. Not much wind. It was feeling kind of warm, hot and humid really. On this date in 1989, thunderstorms soaked Kansas City with more than 4 inches of rain to set a record for July 15th. Of this total, 2.5 inches were measured in 1 hour between noon and 1 p.m. And when that much rain falls in an hour, you usually have some problems with flooding. It was on this date 85 years ago, 1940. The tallest man in history, Robert Wadlow, died at age 32. At his death, he stood 8 feet 11 inches tall.
Wow.
Weighed nearly 500 pounds. When he was in kindergarten, Robert was 5'6". By the time he was 18, he was 8'4" and size 37 shoes. Needless to say, he could not go down to JCPenney and buy his clothing.
Gosh. Yeah.
You've seen, probably seen photos of this guy.
Yes, I have.
Over the years. That's amazing. Yeah. I guess that pituitary gland or whatever just kept boosting him up.
Yes, so. Of course, I've seen all the historical photos of him next to extremely short people.
I think it was his wife.
Yeah.
About 4 feet tall.
Yeah, exactly. So it
yeah.
was.
You know, they always stood him up next to a shorter person.
Yeah, the contrast was always really funny. Yeah.
A North Carolina man said a dream and a gut feeling led to his winning $1 million from a scratch-off lottery ticket. Ricky Nunnery Jr. told North Carolina Education Lottery officials his subconscious mind warned him that lottery luck was in his future.
Really?
Nunnery said a gut feeling led him to make his dream come true Friday with a $1 million triple play ticket from Wink Mart on Deep River Road in Sanford, North Carolina.
Wink Mart.
Wink Mart.
All right.
He said his winnings will go toward paying bills and investing.
That's a good place to do it. Yeah.
Sounds kind of stable. I'm not going to go out and buy. He's not even going to buy a new car. Me, I think I'd invest in a new car at least. That'd be a nice vacation. The winners never talk about that.
No, I guess it determines. It just depends on how much you win, and how much gets taken away in taxes after you collect.
Well, I would have felt if I won more than a million, maybe 300 or 400 million, I might want to give some of it to charity. You know.
Well, yeah, you could always do that.
Help out somebody who maybe needs a little help. But anyway, a big winner, the North Carolina Lottery, Ricky Nunnery Jr. A Washington woman earned a Guinness World Record for her collection of 4,060 different jigsaw puzzles. Now, it doesn't say she put them together.
No.
Just said she hasn't.
Collected them, yes.
Yeah. Lisa Fireman of Bellevue told Guinness World Records she started collecting puzzles in 2019, and she has since accumulated thousands of designs, mostly from her favorite manufacturer, Ravensburger.
Oh,
there you go.
Well, I'm sure the Ravensburger company appreciates her business.
Ravensburger.
It might be jigsaw puzzle
company. You betcha.
I don't know. I don't think I can do puzzles anymore, because you always get that puzzle. You pick it out. You spend all the time you need to putting it together, getting all the pieces there, and then you're out of pieces.
Yeah.
And there's one
piece left.
One missing area. I can't stand that.
Well, this woman's collection includes numerous Disney puzzles, as well as puzzles based on the TV series Friends, the James Bond film franchise, Hello Kitty, and the movie Wicked. Jigsaw puzzles, they drive me crazy. I don't know, even the simplest one with three pieces. I used to get them for my kids when they were very little. And they've been like eight pieces, and a dog went in here and a cat. Anyway, my wife, over the past few weeks, has an old friend has looked us up. Kathy's been around, been a friend of ours for many years, and she and Shelly have been spending Wednesdays together, while I'm at work, obviously, putting puzzles together, jigsaw puzzles. And they had one they're still working. I've been on it for a month or more. This thing is huge. It's like 4 feet by 4 feet, and every piece looks white to me. Every piece.
Well, that's why it's taking him so long to put together.
But these two, of course, they're sitting there, and they're just chattering all the way, jabbering all the time.
Well, that's what you do with friends.
They're socializing.
Exactly.
Over the jigsaw puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there you go. That's the purpose. Jigsaw puzzle.
So what is the puzzle? You don't even know?
No. I didn't pay any attention.
It's just milk?
Oh.
White?
Yeah.
Snowstorm, you know, whatever.
Yeah. By the way, I'd like to do a quick teaching session this morning again. On how our listeners can call us and leave a message.
Yes.
Jad?
Yes.
They have the Odyssey app.
Yes, that's correct.
On their cell phone. And once they get there, it's pretty easy. They got a little button there that shows a phone or something, right, Jad?
Yeah, microphone.
A microphone.
Yeah. And if you're listening live, if you're listening to one of our podcasts, if you're, on that Odyssey app and you're on the KNSS page, and you see that microphone, you want to leave us a message, just click the microphone and you can record a message.
Love to hear from you.
Yeah.
All right. Stephen's Head of the Morning here, KNSS 617. Now, let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right. Our focus tonight is on the Midsummer Classic, Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The 95th All-Star Game is tonight in Atlanta. More on that coming up. It's, of course, the National League taking on the American League. And last night, the night before the All-Star Game, the activity, of course, the big activity is the Home Run Derby.
Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh's magical season continued Monday night in Atlanta. Raleigh, the league leader in home runs with 38, is now the Home Run Derby champ, defeating Rays infielder Junior Caminero in the finals. Raleigh hit 18 home runs to Caminero's 15 in the final round and joins Ken Griffey Jr. as the only Mariners player to win the Derby, while also becoming the first catcher and switch hitter to win the event. Pirates outfielder O'Neill Cruz provided a highlight in the first round, launching a 513-foot blast over the right center field seats which wound up being the longest home run of the night. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All right, so there's your home run derby, and tonight is the game itself. The Kansas City Royals have four players on the American League roster. Shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. in his second straight All-Star game. Closer out of the bullpen for the Royals, Carlos Estevez, also in his second All-Star game. Royals third baseman Michael Garcia is in his first All-Star game tonight, and Royals pitcher Chris Bubich also playing in his first All-Star game tonight. So there's your four Royals. The starting designated hitter for the American League is a former Royal. Ryan O'Hearn of the Baltimore Orioles is the starting DH for the American League. He played for the Royals for 5 years. And they traded him to the Orioles for cash.
Cash money.
Now he's the starting DH in the All-Star game. Now, as we mentioned, the game is in Atlanta. You might remember that 4 years ago it was going to be in Atlanta, but Major League Baseball pulled out, sent the game to Denver. Huge protests over the Election Integrity Act of 2021, and everybody was outraged. Major League Baseball pulled out of Atlanta, and yet 4 years later, that law is still on the books, but apparently Major League Baseball is fine 4 years later with all that. Major League Baseball, Pat McAfee was at the All-Star game, and he was asked about it by a journalist. This audio from MLB Central.
There is a law on the books here in Atlanta that is a voter suppression law that Joe Biden has called Jim Crow of the 21st century. Dave, in 2021, in the MLB Network special, you said it's about being relentless with our voices and speaking up, and this is not an isolated moment, and it needs to be something talked about on an ongoing basis and being relentless with it. What happened to being relentless with our voices, and why are we in Atlanta when this law is still on the books? And it is a dangerous situation to be a journalist in Atlanta because Atlanta has detained the most journalists by ICE.
Interesting. I don't know if any of us are the experts or the ones that should be giving answers on that, but respect and appreciate the way you feel about it. And I would assume that there was a reason or some conversation that was had by the MLB and the state that all parties thought that this would be a wonderful host city for the All-Star game. And I think everybody is all very excited to be back in the beautiful city of Atlanta. I think.
Well, thanks for that non-answer. The law is still on the books in Georgia. It has endured legal challenges. And the Georgia governor, after baseball came back to Atlanta, said Georgia's voting laws have not changed. But it's good to see that Major League Baseball's misguided understanding of the law has taken effect. 2 years ago, University of Georgia did a poll finding that 99% of Georgia voters had no trouble with voting. So all that outrage from 4 years ago apparently is pretty much gone, except for maybe that journalist that asked that question. Interesting. Major League Baseball is back with the All-Star game in Atlanta. In the Major League Baseball draft yesterday, the final 17 rounds, Wichita State junior pitcher Nick Potter was chosen in the fifth round by the Houston Astros. The Shockers have now had at least one player picked in the draft 45 years in a row. And that is not counting the small draft during the pandemic year. And a Shocker signee, left-handed pitcher from Missouri, Ethan Rogers, was picked in the 18th round by the Detroit Tigers. And a pitcher out of Cowley College, Barrett Morgan, was taken in the 11th round by the Boston Red Sox. And he is a signee with Texas A&M. We'll see if he chooses A&M or the Red Sox. All right, that is Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with locations east, west, and historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck there. Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here.
622 now, keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Health information is running and health misinformation is running rampant, he says. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 and 70 degrees here on this Tuesday morning. The family has released the name of a man who was killed in a crash Saturday in El Dorado. Investigators say a car hit a utility pole at Taylor and Locust. The driver, a 53-year-old woman, was hospitalized in critical condition. A 40-year-old man was hospitalized in stable condition. 61-year-old Marty Kincaid was pronounced dead at the scene.
NATO's Secretary General visited the White House talking about a deal to sell weapons to NATO members to pass on to Ukraine amid its war with Russia. Fox's Jackie Heinrich with more from the White House.
President Trump is stepping up Ukraine's defenses with billions of dollars worth of U.S. weapons bought and distributed by NATO allies. Trump now fed up with Putin's games.
I don't want to say he's an assassin, but he's a tough guy.
Trump also giving Putin 50 days to reach a deal or face 100% secondary sanctions on any country doing business with Russia, a hefty consequence for major purchasers of Russian oil like China and India. The package is separate from the 500% secondary sanctions leaders in the Senate and House have been withholding for Trump's green light. The president said Ukraine should begin receiving Patriot missile systems within days, replacements now heading to NATO countries.
And this comes after the Trump administration paused weapons shipments to Ukraine last month.
Access to the north rim of the Grand Canyon has been closed for the season thanks to a fire.
Park officials announcing their decision Sunday after a fast-moving wildfire destroyed a historic lodge and several other structures in the area. The Dragon Bravo fire, it started by lightning on July 4th, was initially managed by authorities with a confine and contain strategy to clear fuel sources. They shifted to aggressive suppression a week later as it rapidly grew to more than 8 square miles because of hot temperatures, low humidity, and strong wind gusts. No injuries have been reported, but the park says more than 70 structures have been destroyed. John Saucier, Fox News.
National Football League Hall of Fame quarterback John Elway will not face any charges as the death of his former agent, Jeff Spurbeck, is ruled an accident. Fox's Marianne Rafferty reports.
62-year-old Spurbeck reportedly fell off a golf cart, striking his head on asphalt, and died days later at a hospital in Palm Springs. Elway was at the wheel, the NFL Hall of Famer wrote in a statement to ESPN following the incident. He says, quote, "There are no words to truly express the profound sadness I feel with the sudden loss of someone who has meant so much to me. Jeff will be deeply missed for the loyalty, wisdom, friendship, and the love he brought into my life and the lives of so many others." The Riverside County Sheriff's Office releasing a statement saying they determined that the incident was a tragic accident with no evidence of criminal activity or intent.
Spurbeck died in April from what investigators ruled as blunt force trauma. Though why he fell out of the cart is unclear. He represented more than 100 NFL players during his 30-year career as an agent.
Even though the water level has been increasing at Cheney Reservoir, drought watering restrictions are expected to remain in place for several months. Vice Mayor J.V. Johnston tells KNSS News.
It's the 12-month rolling average of Lake Cheney. Hits a certain spot, it's got to get above that. Lake Cheney's only about a half a foot below normal now. Me personally, I think this is a good time that we could take those restrictions off and maybe go to every other day watering permanently. It's not good to water your grass every day.
J.V. Johnston commented on Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:34. Let's take a look at the forecast with the meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. High 93. Will feel more like the upper 90s. A south wind 10 to 20 will cool us off just a little bit. Partly cloudy and warm, 74 tonight. 95 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy and breezy with a good chance of storms after midnight into Thursday morning. That will lead us into a cooler day. Mostly cloudy on Thursday. High 86. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, south wind at just 5 miles per hour and 70 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning, and just about 1 hour from now, we'll check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Each week at this time, we have a chat with Ryan, and today we'll talk with him about an hour from now, just around 7:35 this morning with Stephen Ted. All right, today is the 15th day of July, and it was on this date in 1945, the United States tested the first atomic bomb near Alamogordo, New Mexico, and the following month dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, hastening the end of World War II. So it wasn't long after they tested it, they said, let's go.
Yeah, they didn't. Truman wasn't messing around.
He wasn't going to mess around.
No.
All right, that was in this date in 1945. Scarlet uniforms flashed against the riverbank. Wooden skiffs glided in formation. A young swan gently lifted from the water was measured, inspected, and released. The annual five-day census of swans belonging to King Charles III, known as swan upping, began Monday on the River Thames to assess their health. Got to find out what's how the swans are doing.
Today. Apparently.
One of the British monarch's less known titles is Senior of the Swans, Lord of the Swans. And according to ancient lore, he or she owns all members of the mute swan species found in Britain's open waters.
Mm. Long live the king.
All those swans are owned by the king or the queen, as it were. There you go. I didn't know that. I didn't know there was such a thing as swan upping. See, you learn something every day with Steve and Ted. No doubt about it.
It's good to be the king.
It's fun. Cost of a forever stamp now has increased to 78 cents. We told you it would yesterday. The previous price, 73. Postal Regulatory Commission announced a proposed price increase in May with the effective date of July 13th. Cost of a forever stamp in 2012 was 45 cents. And there have been price increases nearly every year since then, except for 2015 and 2020. USPS governors believe the new rates will keep the Postal Service competitive while providing needed revenue.
Yeah. I think that's a lot of baloney.
Competitive is what you want to define
it. For an organization that's at least $2 billion in debt, really? Raising the price of a stamp is going to turn things around?
It'll offset some of it anyway. Well, that's...
Steve, I can't tell you the last time I bought a stamp.
Okay. Some people still buy them, still use them. In fact, a lot of the, I don't know what they pay for them, but a lot of the nonprofit organizations flood my mailbox with material almost every day. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Last Friday's higher futures trade and higher cash in our feed yards for the cattle did not support the cattle futures yesterday. The opening was lower, we traded lower, and we closed with triple-digit losses in the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures. There was a lack of price negative news yesterday as the market seemed to experience more technical selling than anything. Now, major support for October live cattle is the late June low of 205.02 and August feeder cattle is $300 and a nickel. Lean hogs made new lows for the slide and had triple-digit losses yesterday also. August live cattle were down $2.85 at $219.35. August feeders down $5.85 at $319.47. And August lean hogs down $1.45 at $103.22. Now, only the corn futures were able to hold and close near their session highs on Monday. KC September wheat traded near its contract low, and Friday's USDA report and the overall crop-friendly weather is negative for the grains. The corn good to excellent rating is unchanged from last week, holding at 74%. Soybeans are up 4 points at 70%, and the winter wheat harvest nationwide is 63% complete. At the moment, September Kansas City wheat's 3 pennies lower at 520, December corn down 3 pennies at 415, and November soybeans down 2 3/4 at 10.04 1/4. August crude oil trading 3 cents lower at $66.95. August gold up $7.80 at $3,367. September S&P's 25 points higher, trading at $6,336. September dollar index unchanged at $97.76. And September Dow Jones futures are 12 points lower at 44,680. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, with President Trump threatening tariffs of up to 100% on Russia and their trading allies, a potential impact on commodities and a farm market here in America?
Well, so far the news has not really shook the markets up. And I got a feeling to some extent that might be the news a lot of people have been waiting to hear, that maybe we can get closer and closer to putting this ridiculous war to an end.
All right. You think the Russians are going to go for it, huh?
Well, I don't know. Look at it this way, Steve. What happened when he gave Iran 60 days and they didn't take advantage of it?
All right.
Nor will Russia.
Yeah,
that's right.
They will do whatever they want to do, and we've seen what that is over the last 5 years.
Putin is a hard case.
He is. Okay. What about the? What do you think about the story out of Oklahoma, out of Jones, Oklahoma, where a farmer who just purchased a couple of water buffalo was trapped in a pen with them and was killed by the buffalo?
You know, I saw the headlines on that. I never read the article. it's like any animal. You got to be careful around them. You know, even your regular cattle that are raised, you know, they can have a time that they can go berserk on you. And keep in mind, they are much, much bigger than what we are.
Yeah, these are the animals that they're from Southeast Asia, actually. We see a lot of their photos over there. But, yeah, apparently he got trapped in a very confined space with these two. And then apparently this mashed him. So, well, and it also is a reminder, isn't it, that farmers and ranchers do sometimes have a dangerous job to do. There's dangers out there.
Oh, there most definitely is. I have had my share of spills with horses and cattle both. I've never got seriously injured, but I was just lucky. And they're something you got to respect.
Yeah,
and, you know, keep in mind, even something as small as a pig can be very dangerous, especially these wild boars that are running loose.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I used to own a rat terrier. There's a vicious animal.
There's nothing I hate worse than a little dog. I'd rather be around a big dog. Those little ones are ferocious.
You bet. They're tough. All right. Thank you, sir. 642, Steve and Ted. That's the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. On the way, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, friendship and your health. Oh, that's coming up. Keep it here, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 646 here on this Tuesday. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council will get a look at next year's proposed budget today.
Two.
Police release the name of a pedestrian killed in a hit and run in West Wichita.
One.
President Trump threatens 100% tariffs against Russia and nations that do business with Russia. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic volumes in Wichita getting much heavier out there right now. Continue to watch out for a stalled out vehicle. This is northbound on I-235. It's just north of 25th Street North. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 93 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 74. For Wednesday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, 96 degrees. Now a clear sky. South wind at 5 miles per hour. 70 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tesla has launched its long-awaited robo-taxi program.
Fox on Tech.
The Tesla robo-taxi picked up passengers in Texas for the first time. A handful of Model Ys, each equipped with 8 cameras and a human in the passenger seat for safety, transported invited riders in a geofenced area of Austin. They described their experience as smooth and successful. Popular new features included syncing up the music on their phones to the car, a $4.20 flat fee with no ability to tip. And even though this rollout was small, CEO Elon Musk says the fleet is expected to grow to 1,000 cars this year. That's on par with Google's Waymo, currently operating about 1,500 vehicles in 4 cities, including Austin. But there's a big difference. Waymo has overhead. Its cars cost over $200,000 each. Teslas are considerably less and will eventually allow regular owners to put their Teslas into the robo-taxi fleet when they're not driving. Artificial intelligence will help them train that fleet. With Fox on Tech, Lauren Simonetti, Fox Business.
A positive close on Wall Street Monday.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week higher, with the Nasdaq notching a new record close, even as President Trump said that the U.S. would charge a 30% tariff on goods from the European Union and Mexico beginning August the 1st. Shares of Bitcoin-related stocks like MicroStrategy and Coinbase Global jumped as the world's largest cryptocurrency continues to scale new heights and rising to an all-time high at around $123,000 before paring back. The Dow winners today: Boeing, Goldman Sachs, and Visa. The Dow declined: Chevron, United Health Group, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow rising 88 points, the Nasdaq up 55, S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Friendship and your health.
Aha.
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Multiple studies, including the MIT Age Lab and the National Institute on Aging, contend that maintaining healthy relationships throughout life are critical to cognitive health, physical health, well-being, happiness, and overall quality of life. As we age, we may outlive good friends, and once retired, it may be difficult to build new relationships. Mobility and health issues, coupled with the loss of a spouse, relocation, and no longer driving, can make maintaining social connections very difficult. Well, how can we get back into the social groove and build new relationships no matter where we are? Well, if you want to put yourself out there, start with low-pressure interactions. Just waving and saying hello to neighbors can be the beginnings of new relationships. Just a walk around the block on a nice fall day can offer opportunities to chat someone up. Pursue your interests. I have a good friend who loves working on model trains. He jumped in with a group of guys who rented a warehouse space to build and maintain several landscapes for trains. And if you're a bit more active, I don't know a better icebreaker than pickleball. Most facilities have open play and they'll pair you with a different partner each game. And pickleballers are a pretty darn social bunch. I've been out there with them. They're great. Some people I know have been so involved in their careers and family, they haven't explored their own interests. Maybe they've even forgotten them. Well, it's never too late to find a new passion to investigate. Try something that seems impossible. Now, I want to learn to weld, believe it or not. I also want to expand my cheese-making repertoire. Challenge yourself, as I intend to with my life. Now, remember, there are a lot of people who may be in the same situation as you. They, too, want to make new friends. Reach out. Surprise yourself. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Don, thank you for coming in this morning, as always.
Well, I'm a friendly guy.
Appreciate your input. Yes, you are. You're one of the friendliest people that I know, Don.
You said that laden with sarcasm.
Very friendly person.
Well, you're friendly enough. Are you going to share some of
the dictionary and look up her friendly picture of Don Grant?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Are you going to share some of those cookies at St. Shelley's?
We may have a cookie, and I will explain what those are for.
Okay.
This is a special day for me. This is the day that I started in radio back in 1970.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's my anniversary day, 55 years, and St. Shelley thought you'd send these in.
Wow, so I can have 55 cookies.
As many as you want, partner.
I'll just take one.
There's about eight left. I've eaten about seven of them already this morning.
If I can get it to the car without Huck taking a bite out of it.
Huck's going to grab it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 55 years.
55 years.
That's a long. Good for you, man. Congratulations.
That's right. Thank you.
Well, you've worked more years than I'm alive.
Well.
I'm lying.
You're older than that.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
You look older.
Thank you.
You look very old.
Thank you. And this is how you survive, by insulting people. What were you,
I'm being friendly.
Don Rickles of radio or something?
I'm being friendly.
90% of the people
don't insult people. I've seen Monster in the Closet. Where do they send the Oscar on that?
Oh. I didn't expect
I'm kidding you. Today is National Be a Dork Day. Coincidentally, by definition,
that just fits.
Dork is a person who generally lacks social skills and tends to have eccentric interests and hobbies.
Ted and I
know somebody. I won't mention it right now. But I called him a pantload one time. Usually, a dork's fashion sense is also questioned, as their outfits tend to be mismatched, ugly, or something most people would not prefer to wear. So, if you are a dork, today is your day to celebrate your dorkiness.
Are nerds dorks?
I think that's
kind of in the same genus. Yeah.
I think a nerd knows he's a nerd, though, and a dork may not know he's a dork.
That's a good point.
A nerd definitely knows what the word genus means.
Genus?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'll settle for nerd.
Never mind.
Genus Little Bridgeter.
Yeah. There might be a limerick in that.
Probably. All right, no, have a cookie. I'm hearing put something on the Facebook this morning. I'm hearing from a bunch of friends. So,
well, good. Well, congratulations on 55 years. That's wild.
All right, thank you. And we'll try. We're going for about 55 more. Okay. Actually, this is Steve and Ted show number 6,970.
70, right? Yeah.
And Ted and I have made a pact. We're going for number 7,000.
Oh, you'll go. You'll hit 7,000. That's like next month.
30 to go.
30 to go. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, last week of August.
Thank you, Don.
Gotta love it.
Check with you tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
All right, it's 6:55. Steve and Ted, stay with us here. Coming up the top of the hour news at 7 o'clock. We'll have the latest on President Trump's tariff threat against Russia and its trading partners. Ted will have sports as always, plus entertainment news. The Blur is on the way. We have traffic and weather. It's coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.